things. Okay, we're giving the more on the Chesem Beis right after the Mishnah. Okay. Amar Rav Huna bar Rav. There's a Rav Huna that quoted the name of Rav. Echel Isha Loimar Labalo. Any Nusainis Vedi Oiso. One could tell the husband that I don't need to receive your mezonos, and I don't have to work for you. Whatever I produce, I'll keep for myself. So it's not that the Baal has an intrinsic right to her what she produces, her ma'asidayim, but it's actually the opposite. Kesavar, the Mor says that Rav holds, Rehuna Murav, the Rav holds Kitakinu Rabbanan Mizoni. Kitzkin Rabbanon, Mitzchazam made the Tekana, Mizoni Iker. The main point was to guarantee the woman that she should have her support. And then they said, well, you know, it's not going to be, the husband's going to be very upset. He gives her all this support, all this food, and she keeps all the work for herself. They said, in order to prevent the husband being upset and their boy, not begrudgingly giving the mezonos and not giving it properly, it would be much better for her that he gets the ma'asidayim, therefore he'd be motivated to much more happily to give the mezonos. But the main point is the mezonos, and therefore v'chi amra einin mezonos when you say rishus biyada, when she says einin mezonos, so I don't want you made it a tekana for my benefit. I feel I could do better otherwise. She's right to say that. You're taking away the ma'asei dayim from the husband. It wasn't an intrinsic right of the husband. That was just a way to maintain her mezonos. So she's forgoing the mezonos. So there's no reason why the husband should get the ma'asei dayim. Okay. Meisuei. Tik the mezonos, tachas ma'asei yadeha. So we said before that the language sounds like we give him the ma'asei yadayim. Chomer Masakin, that since she's giving him the ma'asei yadayim, she should get mezonos. So it sounds like the primary tekana was the ma'asei yadayim, and the mezonos was a support tekana to that. So that's true. She has no right to come and say, I don't want to give him ma'asei yadayim. The Chomer Masak and the Ma'asei Yadayim go to the husband. Mer says, no, you're right. That language would indicate that. Let's rephrase that statement. Emo, you're going to have to say it for this. Tikdu Ma'asei Yadayim, Tachas Mezonos. Rephrase the sentence and say they instituted the Baal has a right to Ma'asei Yadayim due to the fact that the woman gets the mezonos, which means the primary issue is the mezonos. And once they gave the woman the mezonos, they're mesakin ma'asei yadayim to the husband as compensation. Okay. Zakt the Gemara. Lema mesiyele, let's bring a raya, let's suggest that we have a raya from our Mishnah to Rav. Over Rav Huna bar Rav. How so? It says in the Mishnah that Hamakdish Ma'asei De'ishtoi Hareisi Oisa B'Cheles. That the man that comes and is Makdish what the woman is producing, so it doesn't work. She continues to do the work, it will help us and take the benefit from that work which she's doing. So my love isn't the case. They're talking about a case where benizonis, which means not that she's actually supporting her, but he's willing to support her. He has the mezonis to support her. And so he's arguing, I'm giving them, I have a right to the ma'asei yadayim, they're mine. And I'm willing to give her support. And she says, nothing doing. I'm keeping my ma'asei yadayim. So you have no right to be makdish my ma'asei yadayim because they're not yours intrinsically. they're mine, and I'd rather work for myself and support myself. Okay, so on that, and still the Mishnah says that he does not have the right to be Makdish and Maisi Yadayim because they don't belong to him intrinsically. They belong to her. The only excuse he gets is by giving her support. If she's going to refuse the support, so then he has no right to the Maisi Yadayim. So Moritz says, no, the case was not a case where the husband is offering the Zonis. B'sheina Nizonis. The case was the husband doesn't have any money to give her Mizonis. Okay, and that's since the husband not giving Mizonis, she has to live on something, so then he has no right to take the Maaseh Yadayim. And Moritz says, well, if so, what's the Chiddush? B'sheina Nizonis, my lememru, I mean, so what would you say? He's matin in Maaseh Yadayim. She can't use that. He's not supporting her. Can't get that. So she should, what's supposed to happen to her? So the more just expands that. Afilu leman d'omer yochel harav lomer le'eved aseimi v'ani zoncho. There is an opinion. There's actually machlokes. Can the master say to his slave, I'm expecting you to work, but I'm not giving you mizonis? So one opinion says, no, can't do that. If you expect him to work, you must give him mizonis. But there's an opinion which says that the alderman has a right to his work. He has a right to his work. A separate issue that he's supposed to be responsible to feed him. He's not even responsible to feed him. It doesn't lose his right to the work because of that. But even if you would say that that's true, that he has the right by the Eved, he has the ability by the Eved to say, I'm expecting you to work even though I'm not supporting you. But Hani Mili by Eved Kanani. Even Eved, it's only by Eved Kanani. L'ksiv bei imoch, Abel Eved Ibrid, l'ksiv bei imoch, lo. Even that opinion is only by Eved Kanani, but Eved Ibrid, the source is Kitab Leimoch, I think is the passage it's referring to. So you have to maintain him the way you would take care of yourself, Imoch, together with you. So the Kolshkin Ishtoi, obviously, if he cannot take an Eved Ibrid that he owns, and tell him, I'm expecting you to work, but not give you mazonis. For sure, he cannot do that to his wife. So he's not supporting his wife. So of course, he has no right to get the work. So he's not getting the work. Of course, he can't be makdishit.
But the Eved Kanani, he can. He can
say that. Well, that's a machlokes. So we're saying that even like that opinion that you could, it would be unique to Eved Kanani. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Of course you can't be makdish Maaseh Yadayim. You're not supporting, you can't be makdish Maaseh Yadayim. You have no rights to it. You can't take the Maaseh Yadayim and then take away the Maaseh Yadayim and then leave her with no support, with no way to, I mean, and then not support her, so what's she supposed to do? You can't do that to her. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? The Mor says, "Sefer Itzchak Lei." No, what I'm suggesting could be valid. He asked me, "So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah?" The chiddush of the Mishnah is not the Reisha. You're right. Chiddush of the Mishnah is the Sefer. Moshe Remeir Armer Hektish Rabbi Yechon Sandler Man Iskulan. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is the Sefer according to this approach. So again, the point of the Mor wasn't we had two ways to learn the Mishnah. The Mor saying, I have a raya to Rav from this way. No, the Mor says, no, I don't have a raya, because I could learn the Mishnah otherwise. So proof, it's not we're saying that we have to learn the Mishnah otherwise, but we have two ways to learn the Mishnah. Therefore, we don't know which way is valid. We have no proof. So the Mor, this idea that we're suggesting right now, it's answer, and thereby saying we have a way I'm sorry. No, that we were suggesting learn up the Mishnah, like Rav Huna Bar Rav, and we have Rav Huna Bar Rav telling us that the husband's the primary schus over here is the woman has the right to get supported, and the Maisedayim are only there as a backup to Kana, to strengthen that Tekana. The Baal is going to feel much more willing to give the woman the Mezonos if he's getting something in compensation. And he will not be so willing to give the Mezonos, and be difficult to get it out of him if she's getting to keep her Maisedayim. She keeps her Maisedayim, so that's he'll still have to keep Mezonos, but he doesn't want to give. So the Mais Yadayim is a backup to Kana to the Mezonos. Mar says, "Pliga the Rish Lakish." Dama Rish Lakish. Okay. Rish Lakish says, "Loi teima time of the Remeir." Don't explain Remeir in the Mishnah. I can come along and be makdish, and therefore the moiser, which will eventually come, which will be produced, the mayor holds you can makdish it. No, type of the mayor is because. Since the husband can force the wife part of his rights through the ksuba is he can force the wife to work. Nasa karma law you can show yadayich lo yseim that he's not being makdish the results which will be produced. He's putting a kedusha on her hands in regards to what they're going to produce. Well, does he have the power of kedusha? Yes, he does, since he can force her to work. Means he has a shibud on her actions. So as much as he has that shibud, that's like he has a partial acquisition in her power to do work. So he has that acquisition already. So he can be makdish what that which he has. He has this schus kinyan in the woman that she should work and produce for him. So he's saying he's taking that schus kinyan that he has and using it to be makdish, which he has now, being makdish that schus kinyan, which will then impact the results. Whatever is produced will be Kodesh. An example, the more we'll discuss later on. I want to sell you, let's start with the case of Mechira. I want to sell you the produce of a certain tree in the coming season. So I'm selling Paris Deckel, the more calls it. I'm selling the Paris of a Deckel of a palm tree. So I'm going to sell you for X amount of money, whatever it is, what the tree will produce in this coming season. Right now there's nothing on the tree at all. So Moore says that gets involved in the Machlokes, whether you can sell the Rishon B'Loyal. There's nothing here. It's a Dabar Shalom B'Loyalim. It doesn't exist yet. It doesn't work. So, now the Moore says like this. Everybody agrees that until it actually starts producing fruit, you can back out. It's not effective. The question is, when the fruit does come into being, can you back out? Machlokes Tanoim, Machlokes Damaroyim. But the Moore says that even if you hold, you cannot be makdish, you cannot be meicher. Dabar Shalom B'Loyalim, I cannot sell you the fruits of this upcoming season, which means even after the tree produces fruit, I don't have to give it to you because they're not yours. But when I bought them, when you bought it, there was nothing here to buy. The worst is, but even if you say that you cannot sell Paris Deco, But if I sell you Dekol the Peirosev, I'm selling you a right in the tree. Your right is only in regards to the produce of this coming season. The kark is mine. The tree is mine. The wood of the tree is mine. Whatever I do with the leaves is mine. Whatever I do with the branches is mine. I'm selling you. You have a ownership in the tree. Effective immediately. That when it produces fruit, it's yours. It's called dekel lepirosef. I'm not selling you peris dekel, the peris of the tree. I'm selling you the dekel in regards to the peris. So you have, right now, if I ask you, what's your partnership? I don't see anything. It's like you don't have 50-50 ownership of the tree. You don't own the tree. You can't you necessarily have a right to lean on the tree. You sit in the shade. I don't know. You can't do anything you want. But one thing you do own. You have the schus in the tree vis-a-vis that which is going to produce in 3 months from now. But you own that now. So the Morris says the same way that's true in regards to Mechira, it's relevant in regards to being Makdish something. To be Makdish, Paris Dekel. There's no Paris Dekel to be Makdish. Well, the betcha they'll be here. When they're here, okay, so they should be Kaddish. No. When they're here, what's making them Hektish? Your act of being Makdish 3 months ago didn't work. So what makes them Hektish now? I hold you can be Makdish, Dabar Shabbat Lachlam. Right? The word says, but even if you hold you cannot be Makdish, Dabar Shabbat Lachlam. If I would be Makdish Dekel, the Peirosev, it would work. I'll be Makdish the fruits. I'll be Makdish that ownership. I have an ownership in a tree. My ownership in a tree is that I can cut it down and use the wood. My ownership in a tree is that I can use it to build use it as part of a wall. Part of my ownership of a tree is that I own the fruit that it's going to produce. That ownership exists right now. I gave that to Hektish. So Mor says, I want to be Makdish Maisi Adayim. Mor says, well, there's no Maisi Adayim to be Makdish. So I own them, fine. She must do them. I can force them to work them. I own them, they're mine, etc. But they don't exist. So what do you mean Makdish? Mor says, no, I'm being Makdish, the skus that I have in her hands to produce that. Okay. Fel Markasha Vahola Omer Lohochi. He didn't say it like that. You're right. If he would have said it like that, that works. But you're saying, even though he didn't say it, it works. Because if he said it, but he didn't say it. He said, you hear my Sidaim, it should be Kurdish. That doesn't work. Morris says, oh, Kivan, the Shemina Le, the Remeir, the Omer, in other much of the word of the Batola. Remeir Shita is, we'll see in a second where that's relevant. When a person says that he wants to affect some situation, effect it, make it happen. Right? He says in the language is not precise, and it wouldn't work. So maybe he meant that imprecise way, and therefore thought it's not effective. No. Person is not much to the word with the whole. Person doesn't say things in a way which are ineffective. So that he really wanted to say it the right way. So we have a right to give it the status as if he said it correctly.
Because he's saying whatever she makes, as opposed to this is what she made.
So no. It's the point is like this. He said, "I want to be Makdish what she produces."
Right.
You can't do that. It doesn't work. So okay, good. So you said the wrong language. The story. So it doesn't work. No. It's we construe it as if he said, "I want to be Makdish the schus that I have immediately right now in her hands to produce." I mean, Makdish that.
Right.
He didn't say that. Well, we're going to say it as if he said it. Morris says, "Where do you get such a concept?" Well, we have a rule that Rebbeir says that we know that a person wants to say it in the most effective way. So even if he expresses it incorrectly, we say that his intent was to say it in the way which was proper. So we'll give it. We will credit him as if he did so.
So the larger parameter makes it better. No matter what happens, I mean.
Not a question of larger parameter. It's a whole different way. It's a whole different action. It's not. I'm saying, you know, this year's fruit, 10 years fruit. You know,
no.
It's qualitatively different, right? It's a different concept. I'm not being makdish fruit. I'm being makdish the table. Right? I'm not makdish what the table will produce. I'm makdish the table in regards to one thing. You know, you own your car. You can part of ownership of cars. You can make money off it. Part of ownership of cars, you can drive it. Part of ownership of the cars, you can sleep in if you need to. Right? There's many different usages of a car. Each one is a separate ownership that I have. I have all of them. I'm selling you that one. You can't use the car to sell. You can't use the car to drive. But you can use the car to sleep in every night. So you own the car vis-a-vis sleeping. You own that. Now, you don't own when you start sleeping. You own that. That ownership takes effect immediately. We're splitting the division of the shutvis is in usages, not in time. Normally, the shutvis, I don't think you own 50, right? In other words, I have multiple usages out of something. I'm selling one of them to you. So you own immediately that element, you own immediately. Even though you might not use it until 6 months from now. So the Mora says, the husband acquires, the woman owns herself, but vis-a-vis this sheba that he has in her, that he can force her to work, he gets some type of kinyan in the woman that he could force her to work. And so the sheba is a mixed kinyan. Sheba is a form of an act. He gets some effective immediately some power over her. That's here. So he's being makdish that. Well, if Hekdash owns that. Well, Hekdash owns that. Whatever it produces is Hekdash's. So I gave it to Hekdash immediately. Okay.
Going back to, is there more on?
No, this is finished. So now, the Karmala Yitishu Yadayach Lo'i say it. So this, where did Rameir say this? Where did Rameir say this idea of Enad Moetzet the world of Atolo? So we discussed it before. If a person wants to be makdish the value of a human being, be it himself, be it somebody else, he can do that. He can do that one of two ways. He can say, the value of that person, I'm going to give the damim. The market value of that person I'm going to give to Hekdash. So what is he saying? He's not being makdish the person. He has no ownership of the person. It's a guy walking on the street. I'm being makdish the value of that person. We stop the person. We take an estimation how much he would sell in the slave market, and he now has to give that amount to Hekdash. That's called damim. If he says the word damim, let's see, he says the person. If you say the word erech. Say the word Eretz, the Torah sets an amount. The Torah, is it male, is it female, what age is it, etc. Let's say he uses the word Erech for a baby under the age of 30 days. So the Torah says the dinim of Arachin start from 30 days old and onwards. So he's being Marech, he says the Erech of this 2 week old, this child over here, which is 2 weeks old, I'm giving to Hekdash. So, not chayv anything. There's no error. He meant damim. That's what Rameir says. Damim he has. Right? There's a sale price for him. They could put him in the market. Somebody says, oh, the kid, you know, not very expensive, got a lot of money in before you get anything out of it. He might not live, etc. Good, but we'll pay, you know, something for it. Right? So we say he meant damim. So Meir says that people know there's no din erech under the age of 30 days, and he must have meant domim by mistake. He said it wrong, but that's what he meant, and that's sufficient. So you see, Meir holds in the mitzvah of the Vatola. So we're going to apply that over here, that he gets a schus into her ma'isi yadayim, into her for ma'isi yadayim. And he can be makdish that. So what is his lakish telling us? That the husband has an intrinsic exclusive of the woman to make her work. Let's say you held like Rav, who holds that the woman can tell the husband any son of any oisa, that the primary responsibility over here is the husband has the responsibility to support her. And in compensation for that, Chama said, give the husband the mezunos. Give the husband her work. But any moment she can say, I'm not working for you. You know what? I bet I did. I'll keep my work. Don't support me. So that means the husband has no shibud in her to make her work. So he has no shibud to make her work. He can't be makdish anything. So how's Rimeir hold you can be makdish? Must Rimeir hold you can be makdish? You're being makdish when she is working, the results which will occur in the future. So the result is saying, no. He's not being makdish the result. He's being makdish right now because he has a schus right now. Rav holds there's no schus right now. He doesn't have a schus in her batsim. Any moment she could say, you know what? I'll keep him. I see the diamond. She doesn't really have any ownership in it. If she can retract at any moment, so there's clearly a b'chagasim Rav and Rish Lakish. Yeah, gentlemen.
So this concept of inigam motzidok to Rav Levatala, and in effect means rewrite this day.
Right.
We learned a few days ago that there are three items that we learn out about tonight. One of us is Tanai Kefer. So it would seem that would we apply this to Tanai Kefer?
It's an interesting question. See, the Gemara that Erechin says that we only have a right to do this if we can be confident that the person knows the halacha, and therefore what his intent was to say the proper thing, and then we say it came out improper. So if I know that halacha, that there's no erech to a child under the age of 30, I must have meant dhamma. If I didn't know that, we wouldn't assume that, then it wouldn't be true. So do people know that you need Tanai Kefel? Is that, people understand that Tanai Kefel is ma'akev? I don't know. Your question would be, there is a Tosfos which says that if we feel confident that the person clearly meant this, without any shadow of a doubt, he meant that the Tanai must affect the Maisa, we might consider as if he said Tanai Kofel. Tosfos doesn't suggest such a possibility. By Tanai Kofel. You have to say the Tanai before the Maisa and say, if you give me the money, I will sell this. You know, right? So you say the Tanai before the Maisa. You have to say, hey, and cut him a lock. You have to say the positive side before the negative side.
Thank you.
In an application of that, for example, let's say a person, which Kvager discusses, as a person comes Shabbos morning, he's not sure that the tzibra is going to get to Kriya Shema in the proper time. Mm-hmm. It's referred in halacha to say Kriya Shema in the context of Birchas Kriya Shema. So I'd really prefer not to be yotze Kriya Shema early. I'd rather be yotze later on. Right? But I do want to be yotze Kriya Shema just in case. So I read Shema early and I say, well, if I can be yotze later on, I prefer to be yotze later on. If I can't be yotze later on, I'd like to be yotze now. So what's the hain and what's the love? The hain is I want to be yotze Kriya Shema, so I should say that side first. If I can't be yotze later on, I want to be yotze now. Or that's negative. I really would prefer to be yotze later on. So what I want to do right now is effectively be yotze, but I really prefer not to be yotze now. So here, my hain and my love are not very clear. So Kibbeir says you should say three sides. So you for sure have your hate before your love. If I can be a slitter on, I'd like to be a slitter on. If I can't be a slitter, I'd like to be a slitter now. But if I can't be a slitter on, I'd rather be a slitter on. So I've said the hate before the love, for sure.
So every morning before we get to Mizmor Shir LaDavid, we say that the first paragraph.
Right, so that's not enough to be we assume that's clear, that we're just saying that this is what we will do, but if I don't have a kibbutz, I'm not going to be yotze. I don't have to make a tanai not to be yotze.
So there's no implicit tanai there. It's just there's no intent to begin.
Right,
with.
Right. But in a case where I'm specifically saying, you know, I'm looking at the clock and figuring the pens, you know, if Yankel Dobbins, we're never going to make it. If Beryl Dobbins, we're going to make it. You know, I don't know who's Dobbins this week. You know, so I better say Shema early. So he's not sure, right? So there you should make, Rekeveger holds, you should make, Rekeveger holds it needs all of the rules of Tanoim, and you should say all the, you know, Tanai Kafel with the Tanai before the Maisa. The Maisa is saying Shema, the Tanai is whether you want to be Yotzer or not, depending on whether A or B is true, etc. And you should say, you know, the Henkan Olav. Okay, not everybody agrees with Rekeveger, but now, Marissa, look at this, 1 second. So Reish Lakish came along and said, that Remeir holds you can't be makdish zomer shabbat adam. You can't just say I'm not being makdish what I own right now. I'm being makdish to produce what the produce which will be produced in the future. She's going to be working 5 days from now. She's going to work and produce some thread and some cloth. You know, she's going to weave and make some cloth. That's holy. It's not here yet. Oh, Reish Lakish says you cannot be makdish zomer shabbat adam. Really? Mercy of a summer, Remeir ain't Adam Makdish, Dabar Shlobel Oilam. Remeir holds you cannot be Makdish, Dabar Shlobel Oilam. Really, Vatanya? Hermelisha, Hareat Makadesh asleep, Lachersh es Geyer. So a person who's not a Jewish cannot make a Kedushin. He's planning to be a Geyer. He says, you know, my scheduled appointment with the Bezin is next week. Right, I want to marry you very much. I'm afraid somebody else is going to chop me ois. So I'm giving you the money right now for kedushin. It should take effect after I become a ger. It's not here yet. It's like the item that you're dealing with. It doesn't exist. A non-Jew can't make a kedushin. Well, I'll be a Jew then. It's not here yet. Oh, lachash shetis gairi. She's not Jewish yet, so he gives her the money for the purposes of kedushin. That should take effect after she goes to the ger is complete. He's an Eved. Eved can't marry a woman. Eved Kanani. But it should take effect immediately upon my being freed. Or after the woman is freed. So she's a Shifcha Kananis. Can't be Mekanis, a Shifcha Kananis. He's doing the Maisa Kedushin now to take effect 3 months from now when she's freed. So you're being kind of. And you're acquiring the woman. There ain't no woman to acquire. She's not a woman yet. She's a Shifcha Kananis. She's not a Jewish woman. She will be. So I'm buying it now. Okay. Oh, lachar she yomus baalech. The woman is married right now. And he says, you know, that your husband's dying soon. I want to make sure that I get the kedushin. I marry you. So give me the kedushin now. She'll take effect after your husband dies. Can't marry an Eshashish. That doesn't work. But it'll take effect then in the future when it happens. Thomas Achisayev, he's married to the sister. Can't marry his wife's sister. So Reuven's married to Rachel. Goes over to Leah, says, you know, Rachel's going to die soon. I want to marry you. So the Achisisha is the unique erva. It doesn't apply after the wife dies. His wife dies. Most of the riots, the death of the relation, the ending of the relationship, doesn't make the woman become mutter. But Achazisha does. And he's only asked to marry his wife's sister as long as his wife is alive. His wife is dying. He says, you know what? He wants to marry the sister very much. Afraid somebody will chop him twice. He says, I have a great idea. Ram, Kadesh is Lee. He should take effect after your sister dies. But you can't marry her right now. A woman is awaiting Yibum, and the Yavam is planning to give her a chalitza. It hasn't done it yet. So somebody's Makadish, the woman, to take effect after the chalitza. Remei or Remei Kudesh says that these things work. So you see, you can do a effect a status a chalois which is only possible in the future. It doesn't exist right now. You have the power to do that for the future, which means you can sell davar shelo b'loilam. You can buy davar shelo b'loilam. You can transact in a davar shelo b'loilam. So you can be a makdish davar shelo b'loilam also. So why is Rishloka saying the pshat remeir is not because you can be makdish the future fruits? Remeir holds you can do that. More answers, Mahi in Mihal Lekalim Shemino. Rishloka is not disagreeing. that's Reb Meir's position. He's just saying you have no need to learn our Mishnah based on that. Because that's not what's happening in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, what's happening is he's being makdish the schus that he has immediately vis-a-vis the future. Zok Rashi.
Is there a steer in Reb Meir's position that needs to be explained?
No, there is not. But the point he's saying is that that in a case where there's no way to understand it other than through being makdish, through effecting a chalois on the future item. This woman is not Jewish yet. She's a shevach kananis. We have nothing to deal with at this point in time. So he means he's taking the fact that should be chal when that reality comes into being. But over here, when he has ownership immediately, I have no need to construe what he's saying as saying he's using that concept. He's giving over that ownership immediately.
So we're seeing that Rabbi Meir does hold that it can be Mekadosh or to create a chalukah on something that does not exist today.
You could, correct. That's the more saying. The more saying, but from our Mishnah.
But we don't need to resort to that in this case.
Correct.
Okay. We do need
to. No. Let's go back. Yes, Rashi. And in his Mishal Chal, the woman says to the husband, I don't need you to support me. I'm not going to work for you. I'll keep all of whatever I work is mine. So the Morris says that Rav holds Mazoni Iker. When the Chomer were trying to address the whole situation, their real goal was the Tivo suffer her benefits, Tiknuwa. Sometimes her work would not be sufficient to support her. So Chomer says, listen, ma'am, you're guaranteed support. We'll take care of it. We'll make the husband support you. I'm not going to make it up on my own. Don't worry about it. He must support you. Okay. She also has a tishta. So they made the tikkana. The husband has to support his wife. They said, you know what? If the woman gets the support, plus gets to keep all of her ma'isi yadayim, the husband is not going to be very excited about giving her support. She said, you know what? Husband, since you're mechuyev to give her the since you must give her the mezonos, we'll give you the right to her work, but that's like a secondary step. So it comes out the primary issue is to take care of her. So Chomer is for her benefit. She has the right to say, I feel in this situation it's more beneficial for me to do otherwise. She has the right to say that. I'm not happy with this. You did me a favor. I don't need the favor right now. It's like, it's not good for me. Rav says you can listen to her. So any tikkun which is made for the benefit of a person, we're introducing a concept, the person has the right to say I forgo that benefit. But that only makes sense in this context if the primary tikkun was for her benefit. If the primary tikkun was that the husband gets a right to her ma'isi yadayim, so she says, well, it's better for me otherwise. But tough luck.
She's got to eat. She's got to have something. That's... If you're only saying it because of the ma'isi yadayim, so, I mean, she has to eat. That's the bottom line.
I understand the point of saying if the primary tikkun was like Rish Lakish, was that the Baal gets her ma'isi yadayim, and we said, you know what? You can't give the Baal Ma'asei Yadayim without giving the woman support, so the Baal must give her support. So then she can't walk in the rest. You know what? I have a better idea. Let me keep my own work, and he doesn't have to support me. So, ma'am, you understand. The main issue over here was we gave him a right to your work. Well, I'm Michael. You're not the owner to me, Michael. He's the owner. Right? If the main tikkun was for him, so she can't revoke that. If the main tikkun was for her, she can revoke it. That's what we're saying. Um, my love, don't we, when we say in our Mishnah, isn't the case when he's zonus? So Rashi says, what do you mean by zonus? He has property, mavakish lazon, he's ready to support her. So he says, I'm ready to go. And even so, he can't be makdish it. Why? Because it's not his; it belongs to her. The primary schus is hers to get mazonis, and then give the ma'aser dime. No mazonis, no. She won't give ma'aser dime, so he doesn't own it. Or says, "Lo, the case of shein mazonis, she ain't loy b'mal mazonis. He doesn't have what to support her. Then he talks. Normally, he owes the ma'aser dayim. She cannot retract that it's his. The tekana was for him. And then he said, you know, sir, you're giving ma'aser dayim. You know, give her something in compensation. You're getting the ma'aser dayim, give her the mazonos. But if that's true, but we did tie in the case where he doesn't have what to support her, we can't take the ma'aser dayim. She's got to eat. Right? So that's the case. And in his own, that's why he cannot be mocked as ma'aser dayim. But if he's standing there with mazonos ready to go, she can refuse all she wants. But tough luck, he can be mocked as ma'aser dayim because they belong to him, because he has the schus to get it. The Morris says, because I feel the mandomar clung to himself as gittin, that you can tell an abbot, work and I won't support you. Go beg. You can't tell it to your wife. So if he doesn't have what to support her, he cannot get the ma'aser dayim. So versus according to that, what's the Kiddush? So that's obvious. He can't be makdish. If he doesn't know what to support her, he can't be makdish. She got to live. Versus the Kiddush is the safer. Okay, but let's hold it here.